is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Copa Combos with Hogan Radio News. Copa Combos at 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 8:15. Combo Radio 94.9. It's Combo. Hakuna Kulala.
The headlines on Combo Radio. Three arrested in Kapimponshi juvenile abuse case. In Africa news, Ghana urges South Africa to act after reported xenophobic attacks. To present the lunchtime news, my name is Blessed Chwawa. Three suspects have been arrested in Kapirimponshi following a police raid that uncovered the sexual abuse of juveniles. Police say the operation was conducted on Wednesday, April 22, 2026, in East Park, where officers have found 28 juveniles and 4 adults allegedly undergoing a so-called talent exposure training program under the guise of film production. Investigations revealed that 4 juveniles aged between 10 and 17 had been sexually abused, with 2 showing fresh signs. Medical examinations have since confirmed the abuse. 3 suspects, including a 33-year-old director, have been detained and are facing defilement and related charges. Most of the victims have since been reunited with their parents, while 5 are currently under care at Musungeni Orphanage. Police say they are working with social welfare officers to support the victims as investigations continue. Meanwhile, Central Ward Councillor Ronald Simwanza has expressed regret over the incident.
So yesterday, I went straight to the police. I saw the CIP section. I narrated the story to say this and we are not safe with the children because whatever activity is going on there. He is saying he has come to identify parents from these young children and training them to be actors. If we know actors and actors, yes, that is what is on the main agenda. And these other, I don't know, skills, I don't know which skills is trying to impact on the children. And the people have been paying him through the mobile phone. Somewhere he is charging them about around 160. Others have paid around 280 in his phone. And he has been able to convince the parents. Yes, so yesterday as I reported to the police, I thank the police, they came in fast and arrested the situation. So as I'm talking, all the girls, we've taken them for screening.
The healthcare committee chairperson for Fibanga Health Post in Munsa Kamba Ward of Mukushi District, Ernest Mwape, has called on government to construct more staff houses at the facility to improve service delivery. Mr. Mwape says the health post currently has only 1 staff house, a situation he described as inadequate to accommodate health workers, serving the growing population in the area. He, however, expressed a gratitude to government for establishing the facility, saying it has significantly reduced the distance a resident travel to access some medical services. Mr. Mwape added that additional staff accommodation would help improve the efficiency and ensure better healthcare delivery to the community.
Valenda 25 kilometers, Samo, Valenda 20 kilometers. Bamuba in the 20 kilometers of Ma Montenegro, the Kennedy, Mlando Party, to work with the Health Force, Nango Kutunga, Kriniki, Ukwaku to Kira, to another person, the Nessie, Monsakamba, the Nessie. So, to a great old warfare of Kalanga. But Fanny Nonsta, Chamuneko Panguka, Mlando Party, Five Pako in town, whatever in the 20 kilometers, Bambo Penda in the 1 kilometer. So, kuomba kwa mungu watimani kwa wayache kasuma basi pangila panina ndaini tuwa kwa banduwa bibi haba kwa wana na veni
The Zambia National Union of Teachers has welcomed government's decision to recruit 2,000 teachers, but says the number is too low to absorb the growing number of qualified graduates. Speaking in a telephone interview, ZANU's General Secretary Muvhangilanji Sewela said the recruitment will nonetheless help reduce the gap between teachers and pupils. Mr. Sewela noted that over 130,000 trained teachers are currently seeking employment, making the selection process highly competitive. He warned that excluding local leaders in the recruitment process could create tensions, as some traditional authorities prefer candidates from within their chiefdoms. ZANU has also welcomed the scrapping of the database system, saying it allows applicants to apply either online or physically.
Can you explain to some traditional leaders near their offices, the places where they are operating from, the challenge that will be faced? Because we have more than 130 or 40 people that have graduated and would want to be deployed. So if these people are to choose out of all these, these leaders, if they are not engaged, they will bring negative comments like we have heard before, where some chiefs have said, they don't want people from outside their provinces, outside their chiefdoms, to get to those areas. This is one Zambia, one nation. So if these traditional leaders are engaged, we understand so this is a difficult situation.
Mofulira Mayor Tanayeli Kamanga has stressed the need for councils to adopt cashless payment systems for service delivery. Mr. Kamanga says the move will improve efficiency and accountability in local governance. He noted that digital transactions are reduced risks associated with handling cash while enhancing transparency in revenue collection. The mayor added that cashless systems make it easier for residents and businesses to pay for services such as levies, licenses and market fees without relying on manual receipt books. Mr. Kamanga said the system also saves time and promotes compliance, as payments can be made quickly and securely from anywhere.
One good thing about being cashless is that those that are sick, not trying to change in mind, people who want to continue getting a small portion of money from the reason that has been posted in different sectors will be watching, will be disadvantaged. For Mufira Municipal Council, the first thing that I did when I entered office was that I had to talk about these two critical things. That is going cashless and looking at risk management.
We break for a set of commercials, but before that, we have our current business rates.
These business rates are brought to you by MTN.
Ela chokako bwana wa mabwana afika.
Oh, so ndo bwana wa mabwana. Ni phone ya wagula.
Manje, wizi valola maximwati. It's for the biggest bosses.
You heard right. Umgankale, bwana wa mabwana with MTN's Alola Max. A fast 4G smartphone with a big screen, good camera, long-lasting battery, 32GB memory storage, and 2 SIM card slots. All for just 795 kwacha. The Alola Max also comes with 3GB free data every month for 3 months. Alola Max Simwe. Get yours today from any MTN service center. MTN, what are we doing today?
Current business rates on Company Radio.
My business rates, mitego, zama oda, zamene karandira, ife, pa Company Radio, nizi.
50 kg impwa, 70 kwacha. 50 kg lumanda, 250. 50 kg.